my family is from mainland China, but I was raised in Hong Kong. So I used to be a newspaper photographer in Hong Kong for almost 3 years. And then I decided to go to Medill in Northwestern University in Chicago. So I pick up a lot in video journalism and stuff like that. And I'm about to graduate in 20 days. So I feel like this place is a good place to look for a job. You know, in Chicago is a very segregated city. So they have something called white neighborhood or black neighborhood. So I used to do a lot of reporting in the rough black neighborhoods in Chicago. And we always joke about, like, when you're an Asian, you go into that neighborhood, you light up like a Christmas tree. Because everyone will give you a look, it was like, what are you doing here? You know, and the cops will like look at you, it's like, what is this Asian doing in a black neighborhood? What's your business? So, just strange looks, not discrimination, yeah. You're not part of the community, so obviously you won't get shot by gangs because they know that you're not from there. But it gives you more objective perspective when you look at a story. Because you try very hard to get to know their culture. And when you do that, people open up to you. So I think, in a way, it's a good thing, yeah. Well, my best friend in Medill is from India. So we also talk about a lot about like our experience in a foreign country, like how different culture affects, set us apart from our American colleagues. So what are the common things that connect us together? We talk a lot about Asia, and because in Hong Kong we have a huge South Asian community, and all of them are mistreated, they're kind of forgotten group, so I would talk a lot about that with him. So I think that's like a common thing between us, and then we would say, okay, so here's what Americans think about the world, but here's what we think about the world, and it's different. Yeah, it's just smallest thing as like tipping, because tipping is, it's not a culture back home, but here it's like you have to tip people. And we're like, well, why don't we just pay your employee more, a more respectable wage instead of relying on tips, you know? It's just, those are the things that we talk about. It's like we're more aware of a different perspective other than Western media. Because in Western media, it's always the terrorists versus the West, but for us is sometimes we look at, okay, why did the terrorists want to blow something up? What are the not so good things that American government did in the past to foreign countries? For example, like a lot of people mentioned that, well, the CIA actually sponsored a few, actually helped to overthrow a couple of like democratic elected government in Latin America because they are kind of viewed as pro-socialism or pro-Soviet. So sometimes we talk about that, but whereas, you know, when you talk with Americans about it, as a foreigner, they would get offended sometimes. But we can talk about freely about what's going on, what's good or bad about this country. For example, when we go to the south side of Chicago, which is infamous of being like violent, we say, okay, why did they do that? Why does this country like praise itself as like the land of free, home of the brave? Why does some part of Chicago still look like a third world country? You know, and then we realize, okay, that's actually two Americas. For us, there are two United States, and you know, in Hollywood we talk about one, but in reality we saw this. This is happening. So we, like what I said earlier, we as a foreigner, I think journalistically, that gives us, when we talk about things, we are able to look at things at a very different perspective. That is kind of difficult for some Americans to look at, because they find it hard to accept, you know, in America, some parts of America looks like a federal country, but we can look at it that way. From what I learned from this conference, for example, I met the staff photographer for Getty Images in White House, and he's from Hong Kong, and he introduced me to a lot of like fellow Asian photographers. So I said, in a way, yeah, we're united, we look out for each other. So yeah, but in terms of news, in the field, I work in the real world, I'm not too sure, yeah, because I've never been there.